Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Cincinnati Reds, the first team in baseball visiting Miami this weekend. Your Fish Family bonus code, sticking with the theme, Sparky, as in Sparky Anderson, the manager who won nearly 900 games at the helm for the Reds and won the National League pennant on four occasions for the Big Red Machine. Yesterday, it was Adam Conley's turn to limit the Red Legs. He took the mound, and the Marlins took Game 2 of the series. For a full game rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, Marlins take care of business this afternoon. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-2. They've won the first two games of this three-game series heading into the All-Star break, and they will look to close out the first half on a high note, looking for the sweep. Marlins looking for back-to-back wins against the Reds after the 3-1 victory here in the series opener Friday night. Adam Conley facing John Lamb. First time we get a look at the lefty Lamb. And in inning number one, the Marlins had Lamb on the ropes. A leadoff single from JT Realmuto. He went to third base and a double by Martin Prado. And with two men in scoring position and nobody out, a little cross-up between the pitcher and the catcher.
Christian had a big night for the Marlins and Jose last night, going 2-for-3 with a double and a home run, knocked in two of the three runs. The pitch off the mitt of the catcher, and that rolls to the backstop, and home to score is JT Realmuto.
It went as a pass ball. There was a failure to communicate between the pitcher Lamb and the catcher Cabrera, a cross-up, and the Marlins had a 1-0 lead. They also had a man at third with nobody out, a chance to do some more damage in the first inning, but Christian Yelich struck out, Giancarlo Stanton struck out, and Marcelo Ozuna popped his second, so Lamb was fortunate to be down just 1-0 at the end of the first. Was not down 1-0 for long, though, leading off the second for the Reds, their all-star, Adam Duvall.
Looking for win number six. Here's the 1-1, and there's a ball drilled to left field, and there is no doubt about it. It is into the bullpen and a home run. For Duvall, number 23, the all-star homers off Conley, the ninth allowed by Adam, and we're tied at one here in the second.
Well, Conley would sit down the next three men in that second inning. He struck out the side in the third, but in the fourth with one out, after retiring seven in a row, he allowed a double to Jay Bruce, who today was named to the All-Star team. Bruce stayed at second when Adam Duvall struck out for the second out, so the Reds in a 1-1 game were looking for a big two-out hit from their second baseman, the veteran Brandon Phillips. Conley holds near the belt. 1-2 pitch is lined over first. Base hit down the right field line. Bruce waved at third. Stanton comes up firing toward the plate. Not in time. And JT, thinking about a throw to second with Phillips on the move, drops the ball. So a single and an RBI for Phillips. Second base on the throw for Brandon. And it's 2-1 Cincinnati here in the fourth. And it would stay that way into the fifth inning. John Lamb was confounding these Marlins hitters with a low 90s fastball, the occasional cutter, a mid-70s changeup, and a mid-60s curveball. Had the Marlins off balance. He struck out eight through the first four innings. He had retired six in a row when he got his ninth strikeout for the second out in the fifth inning. He fanned Adany Echevarria, and trailing 2-1, the Marlins had two outs, nobody on base. But the pitcher, Adam Conley, delivered an infield hit. He went to second base on a single by JT Realmuto, so suddenly Marlins had something brewing. Two on with two outs for the red-hot Martin Prado.
Detroit beat Toronto 3-2. Prado swings, sends a fly ball down the right field line. This is for a good distance, and unable to see it and track it is Bruce. It bounces on the warning track. Conley is home, and so is JT Realmuto. Two runs score on a fly ball hit to right field that Jay Bruce couldn't track. And it landed on the warning track, took a big high hop off the wall, and two runs scored, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, it went as a two-run double, but just simply a ball that Jay Bruce could not track down, and the Marlins had the lead at 3-2 in the fifth. After Conley retired two lefty hitters, Votto and Bruce to start the sixth inning, he was pulled after 5 2/3. 87 pitches. David Phelps came on to face the righty Duvall, who'd homered already in the ballgame. And Phelps caught Duvall looking for strike three to end the sixth inning. So through 5.5, Marlins were up 3-2. Conley went 5 2/3, allowed four hits and two runs. He walked one, struck out seven, allowed the home run to Duvall in the second inning. 87 pitches, 59 strikes for Adam. On the other side, John Lamb done after five. Six hits, three runs, two earned. Didn't walk anybody. New career high, nine strikeouts today. He threw 88 pitches, 68 strikes. So Phelps got out of the sixth inning, and then he tried to get out of the seventh, but he allowed a leadoff single to Brandon Phillips. And after Eugenio Suarez flew out to center, Phillips is at first with one out for catcher Ramon Cabrera. Pitch to Cabrera is hit sharply up the middle, base hit center field. Around second, Phillips trying for third. Ozuna, a strong throw, and Prado's tag not in time. He just did get in there. Phelps backing the play up immediately motions to the Marlins dugout to take a look. Close play at third base on a perfect throw from Ozuna. So a single from Cabrera puts men at the corners with one out, pending a potential challenge. It looks as though the tag was applied on the right shoulder before the hand got to the back. And he is out at third base. Call is overturned. Marlins win the challenge. That throw from Marcelo Ozuna. The move of the game brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So instead of first and third with one out down a run, the Reds had a man at first with two down. And that out at third base proved rather large because pinch hitter Ivan DeJesus Jr. banged a double to left field. That got Cabrera to third, but it didn't score a run because of the big throw from Ozuna. Second and third, two down. That was it for Phelps. Kyle Bearclaw came on to face leadoff man Zach Cozart, and he got him in a ground ball to short. So just as Phelps got out of the sixth inning, Bearclaw escapes the seventh. Marlins still with a one-run lead at 3-2. Fernando Rodney for the eighth. He got Billy Hamilton to foul out to left for the first out, but then a base hit by Votto put the tying man on. Jay Bruce, a ground ball to first. That was out number two, but Votto into scoring position. So the tying man out at second. Two down in the eighth when Rodney went after the all-star, Adam Duvall. Tying man Votto at second base. Counts a ball and two strikes to Duvall. The pitch from Rodney. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. So Rodney works around the one-out single. He hangs a zero in the eighth. To the bottom of the eighth, Marlins 3, Reds 2. And in the bottom of the eighth, Marlins were looking for some insurance. Michael Lorenzen helped their cause with back-to-back walks to Realmuto and Prado to begin the inning. After Yelich struck out, two on, one down for Giancarlo. Lorenzen the 0-1, and Giancarlo breaks his bat, hits one back up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. It's going to score Realmuto. The bat goes out a hero, 4-2 Miami, a big add-on run in the eighth. He muscled that ball out over the second base bag. The Marlins took a two-run lead into the ninth. A.J. Ramos looking to slam the door, leading that ninth inning off against A.J. Brandon Phillips.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and here's a line drive. High into the air, Echevarria with a miraculous catch. Takes a hit away from Brandon Phillips. My goodness.
So Etch with a Gold Glove caliber play for the first out. Ramos then struck out Eugenio Suarez for the second out. Ramon Cabrera walked. Tyler Holt pinch ran at first base, took second on defensive indifference in a 4-2 game. Two outs, top of the ninth. A.J. trying to slam the door, facing pinch hitter Jose Peraza.
A.J. set. Here's the 2-2. Check swing. Strike three called in the ball game. Peraza could not pull the trigger on the off-speed pitch. Taken right on the outside edge. The Marlins win 4-2.
For Miami, four runs, eight hits, no errors, five men left. For Cincinnati, two runs, eight hits, no errors. The Reds strand seven. Adam Conley, the winning pitcher, 6-5. John Lamb is the loser, 1-6. A.J. Ramos, save number 27, tied with Mark Melanson for the second most in the National League. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 48 minutes, and a crowd of 23,653 goes home happy. Marlins with the winner 46-41 with one game to go before the All-Star break. Now 23-19 at home. Marlins have won 10 of their last 13 here at Marlins Park. After starting 1-7 at home, Miami now 22-12 in its last 34 here.
Fish have taken the first two against the Reds. Third baseman Martin Prado not headed to the All-Star game, but still in the top 10 batting averages in the National League. He talked about the forward-moving momentum that the Marlins have headed into the break.
I'm glad they got, you know, these two wins. We're in a good position, like, to take a break and come back strong the second half. I feel like we just completed the first half, and hopefully everybody and on this team just stay healthy, and we see where we're going to be at the end of the year.
Miami aims at the sweep this afternoon, and with a win, the Marlins would enter the All-Star break 6 games over 500. That would match the highest point above equilibrium this year. First pitch comes out of Tom Kohler's hand at 1:10. The Marlins Radio Network hits the airwaves at 12:40 from the patio at the Clevelander at Marlins Park. Just after the top of the 1 o'clock hour, Glenn Geffner and Kyle Seeloff have the live play-by-play for you. Listen using the MLB at Bat app at MLB.com. Tune in on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network.